to pull it up. You hear it. Then when it's time to pull it up, you say, well, I can't remember where I... Yeah. Well, that means that's not your gift. You do not have that ability to hear it once, put it down, regurgitate it when you need it. So that means you ought to write some notes. It bothers me, and I might as well say it because this is a good time to say it. When I have folks sitting around me who pretend they know as much as they know, and at the end of this message, if you ask them just to give you the notes, the points of what Pastor said, they couldn't tell you to save their lives. And then they try to sit up there and preach with me. All right, I hear you, Doctor. They're about to say what I'm about to say. And that's why every now and then when they go one way, I go the other. The reason being is because God has given me the message, me the assignment. I'm the one with the mic. Listen to what God has told me to tell you. It's the same principle in the 17th chapter of Matthew when Peter, James, and John went on the Mount of Transfiguration. And Peter and them saw Moses and Elijah with Jesus when he was transfigured. They got all excited. Peter hollered, Lord, it's good for us to be here. Shh. Hush, Peter. Nobody talking to you.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
If y'all not too mean, do me a favor, wherever you are, wave your hand and say, bye, Felicia. Bye, Felicia. You may be seated. Bye. Bye, Felicia. Bye, Felicia, according to several of the urban dictionaries, is a dismissive term for somebody or something that's been getting on your nerves, something that's been taking more from you than giving to you, something more parasitic than symbiotic, something that's negative in its nuance. Can I suggest to you that it became popularized in 1995 in Ice Cube's character Craig in the hit movie Friday, when Felicia used to come by and ask to use the microwave? Yes. Then one time she asked to use his car. Cube said, no, you can't use my car. And Felicia caught a straight attitude. Right before she left, he simply said, bye, Felicia. I don't know who I'm preaching to, but there's some new things you need to say hi to, but you can't until you say bye to some stuff that has held you hostage for too long. And speaking of bye, Felicia, in Philippians 3, Paul gives his version of bye, Felicia. because Paul is thinking back retrospectively on those things he could have done better. And is there anyone among us who does not have one place, a space in your life where you wish you had a do-over? Please don't tire of me saying this, but the only reason I try not to use the word regret is because Bishop Joey said something to me 10, 15 years ago. He said, son, tell me one thing regret can do for you, and I'll allow you to do it. Wow. But if regret can't fix it, don't dwell on it. Can I suggest to you in the text, Paul says, great at everything, Kyrie, but there is one thing I've gotten great at, and that is forgetting my past and saying, bye, Felicia. I like that because in the text in Philippians 3, and I like it, Mike, because it begins by saying, rejoice in the Lord. Y'all just missed it. Rejoice in the Lord. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I'm already peeping a pastoral parenthetical, and I'm just six words into the first verse because Paul said, rejoice in the Lord. He did not say rejoice in your circumstance. Yeah. I know you're watching. If he's not watching, somebody call him. One of my best, most beautiful members, his name is John Cooper. He serves at the downtown campus. You may not know him, but when I describe him, many of you will. He's the brother that rides around here in the wheelchair because he has MS. Good-looking, handsome young brother, but MS has caught him. And for the last 3 or 4 years, first he was walking real slow, then on a cane, and now he's in a wheelchair. And I get here a couple Saturdays ago getting ready to hand out masks, and guess who's riding around in his wheelchair helping me pass out masks? And I told him, you must be one of my best members in this church because you did not let your situation circumvent your praise. Can I get a witness here? MS is a muscular disease that messes with your muscles, so even though your brain is fine, your body won't do what your mind tell it. So eventually it gets to the place with some people where they're thinking of a word but can't say the word, so they seem to be mute. Can you imagine being a hostage inside your own body? But can I tell you what I love about Brother John? John still has his joy. I don't know who I'm talking to. If he can praise God with muscles that don't work, can I get somebody that can praise God because your feelings hurt? Can I get somebody that would say, no, devil, you can't take my joy. I ain't just preaching this. I mean this from my heart. Can I get about 200 people to type in the comments, still got my joy. Go ahead. Can I get somebody here that's been through a little something, something, but God has been better to you than you've been to yourself? Can I get somebody that would thank God that in the midst of everything happening in this world, my kids can breathe. I got a roof over my head. I'm spirit-filled. I got the Holy Ghost. The Lord let me live another day. Do me a favor. 25 people say, still got my joy. Oh, I still got it. Somebody type in the comments, I still got my joy. The devil thought he'd steal it. Paul says, rejoice in the Lord in the A clause of verse 1. But China in the B clause of verse 2, he says, to say the same thing to you is not tedious to me. You'll love this, Mike. And it's safe for you. Okay, come here. He says, to repeat the same things to you. Paul, talking to the church at Philippi, says, to be redundant. There's something I call intentional redundancy. That's different than forgetting what you've said or making a mistake and saying the same thing to the point of irritable redundancy. No, this is intentional redundancy. I know I said it. I know I said it, but I'm saying it again. He said, to say the same thing to you. Listen to me, church at Philippi. Listen to me, Word Church Nation. To say the same things to you is not tedious for me, and it's safe for you. Ooh, this is so good. It got me thinking about when I was handing out masks and one of my members came up to me. Y'all pray for Pastor. And said, Pastor, I watch every week on YouTube. Watch this. She says, but I just need to get back in church. She says, I can't explain it. It may not make sense. She says, but it's something about coming in there. And one of the Now members, she'd come back right now if she could. She says, something about sitting there. She says, I need that, Pastor. She says, I don't know about the other members, but it's something about the accountability. It's something about walking up to Lady Vernon and some of the elders and people in leadership and being accountable to people. Peep this. That's safe for me. God, y'all don't know how good this is. She said, it's safe for me. Some people need to be honest and admit, I need the word all the time. It's safe for me. I need somebody that will say, Pastor, every time you see me, keep on telling me that the joy of the Lord is my strength. Every time you see me with my single self, tell me to flee fornication. Every time you see me with this crazy person I'm married to, tell me what God has joined together. Let no man put asunder. Every time you see me when I'm about to go off on somebody's self, tell me, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Is there somebody that needs the word, and the word of God, watch this, is safe for you.
Yeah.
It's safe for you in light of being detached from the physical structure and sanctuary with all the stuff that's going on in the world. All the sexual innuendo that's on every site you go to, Pastor, it's safe for me. Can I tell you why I'm going to keep on preaching Jesus to you? Because it's safe.
Yeah.
It does not bother me to repeat myself. There are some things, if you stay here long enough, you're going to hear me say again and again and again. Can I tell you why? Because the devil, try not to shout, he deals in demonic dementia. Y'all just missed y'all shout. He deals in demonic dementia. He's trying to make you forget who you are in Christ. He's trying to make you forget the stuff that you walked away from so you can fool around and walk back to it and destroy yourself again. The devil deals in demonic dementia. But I got a word for somebody. The devil is a liar. The devil, you're not going to give me demonic dementia, because I'm going to remember that if it had not been, can I get a witness here, for the Lord who was on my side. So I need somebody who's honest enough to say, I'm not the type that can be too detached from the vine.
Right.
Too detached. I got a lot of inclinations. I got a lot of attractions I'm not proud of, and it's safe for me. Can I tell you something? Verse 2 says, beware of dogs. You don't call nobody no dog, Pastor. Verse 2 says, beware of dogs. Pastor, you don't call nobody no dog. That's not what a Christian should. Beware of dogs. I'm letting the text talk, not Pastor. Verse 2 says, and it blesses me every time I see it, watch out for those dogs, those people who do evil, those mutilators who say you must be circumcised to be saved. Pastor, don't assume anything when you preach. Don't assume in the 21st century. I told you guys a few months ago, there are people with master's degrees who don't know the book of Matthew. So you cannot come to church like you could back in the day when I was coming up and assume that the average person watching on YouTube knows circumcision. Circumcision was something they did to Jewish boys. On the eighth day of a Jewish boy's life, they would cut a part of his penis in order to meet some sort of standard they thought for Jewish living. In Orthodox Judaism, they still do it. It is the idea that the cutting of the flesh, it was something external that reflected something internal. He says, beware of those who ascribe to circumcision. Beware of people, watch this, who are trying to add to grace. Beware of any denomination, any pastor, preacher, teacher come here who's trying to tell you you need something else. No, Jesus paid it all.
Yeah.
No, Paul says anybody that's trying to tell you you need something else to be saved. I don't know who I'm talking to. But since we've been away from church, I'm sure some of you have done two things you shouldn't have done and been one place you shouldn't have went. And the enemy will try to have you doubting who you are in Christ. Somebody holler out loud, I'm saved. Go ahead. I'm saved. Verse 3 says, for we are the circumcision who worship God in spirit and in truth. Watch this. And put no confidence in the flesh. Oh, y'all don't know how good that is. Can I go here for a minute? Somebody say, teach, Pastor.
Yes,
teach, Pastor.
Pastor.
We put no confidence in the flesh. Can I tell you, whatever else this pandemic has done for you, it has taught you and shown you, you don't run nothing.
Yeah.
I need to get free. I need to apologize. I guess I'll be first. No other pastor wanted to do it. So Pastor Vernon will say it on behalf of all clergy who will keep it real. All of us put too much confidence in the flesh.
Yeah.
When there are budgets and buildings and staff and medical that depends on you for people to take their babies to the hospital, when you're on national television and local television and feeding the whole city and everybody needs something and wants something, you're thinking to yourself, I better preach. I better do well at this campus. I need this service. I need this day. And God food around and showed us all. What you